Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me today. I'm on a different microphone, so it might sound a little different than normal. And also, I've been recouping from a serious head cold or something for the past 4 or 5 days. So I was off all last week, but I'm back. And so back and getting better every day. So I just wanted to share a principle that I learned during this time, because anytime that a person gets sick, it's always a learning experience. There's always a reason for it. Otherwise, you just wouldn't get sick if you take care of yourself and do all the techniques and everything. And during this downtime, I've really been learning a lot about some laws of creation. And one of my friends, Leslie Householder, wrote a book called Hidden Treasures. And I'm learning about a principle, relearning and restarting basically, about a law of perpetual transmutation. And what this law does is if it addresses the problem, if you've ever tried to attract something that stops and it just doesn't seem to work. And you've tried and tried and tried, and you've done all the things that you can. This is the foundation to help you get what you want in a simple and effective way. And it's called the law of perpetual transmutation. And what it is basically talk, it's a spiritual law. It's a law from taking things from the etherical or spiritual world and creating them to be tangible. So taking the invisible and making it visible, that is the law of perpetual transmutation. And she gives a great example that I want to talk about of water. And we all know this, right? So water in the state of a gas is a vapor. It's just a vapor, and it becomes a cloud, which then turns into rainwater, which then falls and can become a solid, which is ice. Now that can go either way. Can go to ice, and then from ice, if it gets heated up, can precipitation, and then it can get up into the clouds and turn into the vapor. So it goes any way, right? But it's a cycle. And for our thoughts, the perpetual transmutation, it happens this way as well. So whereas the vapor is, referring to the water analogy. Basically, it's saying that the idea that we have, the thing that we want, the goal that we want, at first it is non-existent. It's kind of like this just matter all around. Then it becomes an idea, then it becomes spiritual, then it becomes physical. And that's the way that she describes it, is non-existent to idea to spiritual to physical. And I like to add in there on the spiritual realm that it's an emotional, spiritual and emotional experience. And because she'll talk about that in throughout the book and different experiences. But basically, I want to just share with you a couple ways here of how to tap into this law. And she gives a great definition of what faith is, because faith is one of the bases of achieving your goals and this law of transmutation, perpetual transmutation. And what it is three things. Number one, seeing the results in your mind as though they were already realized. Seeing the results of your mind as though they were already realized. And what this is, it's like that non-idea or non-existent becomes an idea. And you're starting to create this spiritual creation. The second piece is feeling the joy now that you expect to feel, then when it occurs. So if let's say you want to create money. When I first created my first $10,000, these were the principles that I was using. And I at the time the most I'd ever made in a year was 12,500. So almost less than, $1,200 a month. Not very much. And or yeah, $1,200 a month or something like that. So I had to see the results in my mind as though they were already realized. So thinking about obtaining $10,000 a month, I had to visualize it and see it with my eyes closed and imagine what it would be like getting a check for $10,000 in a day. and feel or in, a, in over the course of a month and feeling so excited and feeling just this gratitude and overwhelming sense of peace. And then seeing myself, what I would be doing with that $10,000 and seeing me put it in the bank and then going out and being able to celebrate. And at the time, I didn't have a huge vision of what I would do with it, but I did have some goals of wanting to study some more, wanting to hire some coaches, wanting to have some fun. And so little things that I started to envision and see them already happening. And it was really cool. So the second step to this faith principle of this perpetual transmutation is feeling the joy now that you expect to feel then, right? So that's what you have to do. You have to see it and feel it. The third thing is to prove your faith by taking action. And that is when it becomes a solid state. So for me, I was so willing to do whatever it took to create $10,000 a month. I was willing to quit my job. I was willing to change careers. I was willing to invest in people. I was willing, and this is key, I was willing to do anything to create it. That as long as it's legal, moral, ethical, fun, and intelligent. So I was so willing. And that's the kind of thing that I was, super passionate about and focused on. And when it happened, the feeling of joy I had already experienced. So it actually wasn't that big of a deal. It felt just the same as when I visualized it day after day after day and received it and just experienced the joy of having $10,000. Now, the same thing, so let's say 10,000 isn't a big deal. Well, great, do 100,000. When I first did my $210,000 in a weekend, I did the same principle and the same thing happened. And so getting sick really has helped me because I stopped doing this for a moment for like a month. And I did it in some areas, but I quit doing it in others. And so for me, when I get sick, I know it's like Heavenly Father saying, "Hey, Tyler, open your eyes. You're not practicing what you're preaching." So I just want to invite you to take action on this principle of perpetual transmutation in your goals, as you're thinking about what you're wanting to create, to truly tap into this faith principle where you, number one, see the results in your mind as though they're already realized. Number two, feel the joy now that you expect to feel what you expect to feel. And then number three, prove it, prove that faith by taking action and be 100% committed to do whatever inspiration comes to your mind. And by doing that, you will be able to start living this law to a higher level where it goes from just an idea into creation. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to our Enrollment Masters Facebook group at Tyler, excuse me, tylerfb.com, tylerfb.com. Join our Enrollment Masters Facebook group and just share what it is that you're working on. And I'd love to help you tap into some techniques or even do a guided visualization with you. Just in there, just post that you want to tap into the perpetual transmutation. And I'll hop on with you and do a live stream for you to where I'll, whatever your goal is, whatever you're focused on, I can help you with this creation piece. So awesome. Thanks for joining us. And again, if you want to tap into that, do that. Join our Facebook group and post. And if you want to read more about it, check out Leslie Householder's Hidden Treasure book. It's really cool. So thanks for joining me today. Again, Tyler Watson here. And I'll talk to you guys soon.